This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
For the Browns fans that are already tired of talking about Shador, I get it. I mean, it is quarterback. It is the most important position on the franchise, and the other three quarterbacks are probably in the equal area of, we got to do this or not, right? Like Joe's, I think I still continue to come back to Joe Flacco in a way that I think I might be more in like with that idea than the organization even is, because I think he's their fallback plan. It's on Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel or Shador to steal the job, as it were, but I'm completely comfortable starting with Joe. But I also understand he's a 40-year-old that was available for a reason, and they didn't re-sign 2 years ago for a reason. And not, people are not knocking down the door for Joe, trying to get him to start jobs. And like Kenny Pickett, he was available for a fifth rounder for a reason. Same thing with Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Same thing with even Shador. But I do think, like, if you don't like Shador, or if you don't like people that go hard in the paint for Shador like Peterlin, you are missing the no-lose situation that you're in. Because if you're right about Shador, and he's either not good or flames out or whatever, then you get to really harass Peterlin for a very long time about it. Something that I don't look forward to, but something that I'm not going to run from either. Or Shador fulfills some sort of prophecy, and we actually have a decent starting quarterback again. I don't see how this is a lose-lose. As the Switzerland in the room on Shador Sanders, I'm kind of being able to have my cake and eat it too. And you guys know, you get me starting talking about cake and we're going somewhere. But when it comes to Shador, I get, he's a fifth round pick. He's a developmental prospect. Some of that I think is insincere, but they've convinced people that this is true. But you got to leave the door open for Shador. I don't believe that Dylan Gabriel is a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I think if you try and put him out there to start the season or in the middle of the season, I think that's going to bear fruit very, very quickly. But just leave the door open for him. There's no reason to not leave the door open for any of these guys, especially a guy in Shador, who if his name was Mike Sanderson, he probably would have been a second-round pick. If he wasn't, and that's not putting it on Shador or Deion. Putting it on all of it. The Shador camp and how they kind of handled the pre-draft process. But as we talk about the Browns quarterback plan, again, the question is, will the Browns treat Shador like a fifth rounder all season? If they do, he has either failed to capitalize and walk the path they've asked him to, or they've failed to keep an open mind on him. Neither are okay for me. I need Shador to understand that it is his job to buck the trend and push back. And I need them to understand, let's not get all clingy with the quarterbacks ahead of him, because in the end, this whole season's about, hey, can we see what's going on here? Can we find something from that? And that leads us to Daniel Oyafusi, the ESPN Browns writer right now. He was on with the Modern Boys, and he talked about an extension for David Njoku, which I want to react to, but there's something within this they think harkens back to this quarterback idea. Here's Daniel.
Njoku is still fairly young, but he's coming off an injury-plagued year. So on the Browns side, they might want to see him bounce back and get to that Pro Bowl form before they give him a big extension. And to Njoku's part, I mean, obviously it's good to have the money up front, but he might want to show again that he is an elite tight end. He is one of those elite tight ends, those Pro Bowl caliber tight ends before he re-ups. So I would be maybe a bit surprised to see an extension before the season starts just because of the nature of where the team is and even them acknowledging that this is a bit of a kind of a wait and see year in terms of where they are at quarterback, where they are as a whole before they maybe transition in 2026.
I've used the word auditing for this season for the Browns. I think wait and see is another great way to talk about this. We're going to get to that in a second here. But, you know, there's a lot of what Daniel just said about David Njoku that I think has to be where the Browns are. Because there's no way you can like David Njoku if they extend him before he plays it down this season. It's a gigantic mistake. He's 29, just turned. Happy birthday yesterday, David. He's 29. He's coming off a lot of injuries. And I'm not just talking about last year, but go back and watch him. If you haven't, like, there was points where I thought he was moving like a left tackle last year. And maybe some of that's how David is filled out, because he is about 270 pounds of pure muscle right now. But some of that's also just he's had a lot of injuries to all parts of his body. So he's been in the NFL 8 years, had a fair amount of injuries, and he wasn't good enough last year to justify this. It's just, it's not personal. Like, we get to this point where when people say what I just said, oh, you just don't like that. No, David's a great dude. And the guy today is different than the guy that when he came here in 2017 when he was 20 years old. But I don't know you should be in the business of extending good, not great tight ends in the first place when they're 29 years old, because the only tight ends that are truly, truly hitting a different level or maintaining that level in their 30s are the Kelce's. And by the way, he's taking a step back. Are the truly great, the creme de la creme of tight ends. So, and not just that, guys. I don't think they should extend him, if at all, before next offseason. And I get the panic. Well, oh, he could hit free agency. Uh-huh. Yes, he could. And that might bring the price down as much as it brings the price up. And by the way, if he gets more money, well, then you took the risk. It didn't work out in the way you thought, and there's no sense in overpaying him. He's not a core member. He's a very good football player. But the Browns have, I mean, Joe Bitonio, guys, he's a core member because he's been here since 2014. Look at some of the other names. Miles is still a core member. You're paying him big money, and he's living up to it on the field. Denzel, we can say that when you're healthy, yeah, when Denzel plays, he's one of the three best cornerbacks in the NFL. And it's wild that we don't have that take on him nearly as much as we possibly should. So you start to look at some of the guys, I am perplexed at how Wyatt Teller, who's still one of the three best guards in football, five best guards in football, is not up for an extension. But you can sell me the point of, well, he's 30. Well, we drafted these guys. They got to start kicking around. I think it's dumb. I think you should keep the player when you got a lot of opportunities next year. When it comes to Njoku, there's just nothing about it that screams to anyone, you should do this. And if there's risk in letting him hit them, okay, guys, yeah. There's this idea of risk management. That's kind of what it's Andrew Berry's job to kind of lock in. But to get back to the wait and see, it's been really interesting to hear. There's been that groundswell of optimism that JP and I have felt this week with camp coming up. And I'm actually happy for it. Like, I want you to be excited about the season. We should. Guys, we're one of 32 markets that have an NFL team. We do not have half the logistical nightmare conversations we've had the last year. We are free in some way, not totally free from the Deshaun stuff, but we are mostly free from the Deshaun conversations. And this is a year of figuring it the hell out. But what's wild to me is, I think when Daniel says the Browns are in wait and see mode, I think it should be understood that's from the top down. Like, this is why when people say, but Kevin Stefanski and what he's done, it's like, okay, it's year six. Yeah, the farther you get away from success, the more critical of an eye we should have when it comes to Andrew Berry and Dee Podesta or anybody in that front office, same thing. But by the way, we're saying this for about 52 of the 53-man roster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Miles, well, you're safe. You're going to be pretty okay. Miles could have a horrific year, an injury-plagued year, and we know exactly where he'll be next year. There's literally nobody else on this roster. Well, they might be safe like Jerry Jeudy because of contract. You might be safe for like Denzel because of contract, even though we're getting closer to another Denzel extension. But everybody else? Yeah, tell me whether you're the third best player on this roster or whether you're the third worst. Tell me whether you're going to be here or not. That, to me, as a football fan who loves stories, who likes some of these guys and loves their narratives, like a Ronnie Hickman from undrafted free agent to potentially your best safety, starting safety, right? I love that. DeJuan Jones, get a little trim for a 350-pound man. Going to left tackle. Like, that has me bought in and excited. I don't know what's going to work out. I'd give it a decent chance of working out. But whether it's Njoku, wait and see. Any one of these four quarterbacks, wait and see. And so to speak definitively on any of them, I think is a little too early. I speak definitively on Kenny Pickett. I leave the door open for me to be wrong. I speak definitively on my discomfort with drafting Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, I'm not the guy that's going to tell you I'm always right and everybody else is always wrong. If there's crow to eat, let's get it. We should be excited to be right about things this year, and we should be excited to be wrong about things. I think they're a three-win team. Until otherwise, I think they're a three-win team. But we're going to wait and see how that goes out, and that drives back to the heart of the Shador conversation and this narrative that we all cling to about Shador being a fifth-round pick. He's a second-round talent who got taken in the fifth round. Both things are true. We should treat it as thus. Let's go with Don in Brook Park. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Nick. I was going to comment on the front office and Shador, but a three-win team, well, maybe, but I think Flacco probably is going to win him more than three games. Who knows? But Flacco's the only one that doesn't have anything to prove with these quarterbacks. And I'm sure somebody in the front office sat down with Shador that we didn't find out about the first speeding ticket, 92 miles an hour, sat down with them and said, hey, look, what you do off time, you do in your off time. It's your business, except when it gets involved with the law. And so, 92, his first speeding ticket, then over 100 miles an hour. I'm sure they said, enjoy your car, enjoy your off time, but remember, you're in privileged status here. A lot of people don't have the ability to hold a job you're trying out for and making a lot of money for. Now, whether that's going to sink in or not with Shador, I'm not sure. Do you think it will?
Yeah, because I don't think we give the kid enough credit. Now, thank you for the call, buddy. I don't think we there's a couple things there, because Don gave us a lot there, and that's a good call, Don. I don't agree with everything you said, but when you got three takes there, I can respond to each one of them. One, Joe Flacco does still have something to prove. He has to prove he can still win in the NFL. If he plays, guys, the difference between 2023 and 2024 for him, the stats are almost identical. Identical for my Cousin Vinny fans out there. But the stats are almost identical. The difference is he didn't win last year in Indy and got benched a couple times because of it. He did win in the six games he played in total, five regular season, one in the postseason in Cleveland. He has to prove that again. He has to prove that last year was the mirage, not 2 years ago. Now, specific to Shador, I think it should be very clear here. I understand that we're a soapbox and we do the moral superiority with young kids. I get it. And young athletes, because they have a lot of money, and there's a lot of things into that. The Browns do not care about those speeding tickets. Other than they like Shador, they're invested in Shador and don't want him dying in a car accident. But when it comes to a football team, a pro football team usually has a guy whose job is to deal with situations like Shador's speeding ticket. And they usually are a lot worse than that. I guarantee you, the Browns, when they hear speeding ticket, your quarterback got in trouble with the law. And then they say speeding ticket. They're like, oh, that's it. Oh, my God. So I don't think they're going, even though they might use that to squeeze Shador a little bit internally if they really want to prove something. But I think this idea, like, we can all agree Shador has to prove things to this organization. And it starts with his ability to prove things on the field. Like the reading defenses, pre-snap, post-snap, making good decisions. And I also think there's a narrative that formed because of the draft process that he doesn't work, he doesn't have the same work ethic as maybe a Dylan Gabriel does. Guys, those things are pretty easy to dispel. So yeah, he does have things to prove. I don't think it has anything to do with proving he can drive 70 in a 65. Only speeding by 5 miles an hour. 216-474-0092. Will the Browns treat Shador Sanders like a fifth-round pick all season long? And our first guarantee of the football season is Mac joins us for quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.